That's a nation. It has a metzias. It's an entity. Then there are inyanim that are not entities. They are here to create bilbul. Now, it doesn't mean they don't exist. It doesn't mean that they. It means that they don't exist with any truth to it. It's not, and it's not meant. The Eibush, as we're going to see, the Eibush doesn't have an interest in them. The Eibush only has an interest in them in as much as it's going to bring out something in you. And therefore, yeah, let's see. We'll be the Indian explanation of the matter. Hine b'chol avoid and every avoid, the heim b'avoid sabirurim. Whether it is the avoid sabirurim, the heim b'avoid sanisyanis. Whether it is an avoid of anisayin. There's three in Yanim. Hadavar shaboy tzrich aliyas avoida. The matter in which you need to do the avoida, meaning the stuff you're dealing with. Then there is the isha yisraeli sha'ol of hutla avoida. Then there is the person. That's what we usually call the cheftza and the gavra. The object, the entity. And then there is the person. So the yid, then on him, it was the Eibush that gave you this avoida. And then va'oifin shaboy nasis avoida im hadavar amizbarer. And the manner in which you do the avodah. In other words, the technique. There is the inyan, there is you, and there is the technique of what are you doing in order to fulfill whatever that mission is. Oy hadavar shaboy melubish hanesoyin. Whether the thing that needs a bidur in avodah sabirunim, or whether the thing that is melubish, the nesoyin is melubish in this particular entity, yeah. Ubechol shloishes inyanim elu yesh chilik. And in all these three inyanim, yesh chiluk bein avoida shenekras b'shem avoida sabirurim. There is a difference between avoida that's called avoida sabirurim, which is general avoida, avoida shenekras avoida sanisyonis, which is a more special. Speak about special children, a special avoida, and we get a special avoida which is called avoida sanisyonis. And avoida sanisyonis differs from avoida sabirurim in all three aspects. The entity in which you're working with is a complete different type of an entity. The Jew who's doing the avoida, the yid that's doing the avoida, we're speaking to two different elements of the yid. In other words, the avoida, the emphasis, how is that? The technique is really going to bring out that there's a different element in the yid himself that we're seeking for. Okay, I guess that is very much connected to the technique that you're using, which is not so much even technique when it comes to avoida sanisyonis. It means the Eibush is calling you. Ya'amoid, you yourself, stand up. Reveal yourself. Reveal who you are at your deepest core. That's the Nikud. The Inyan Bezeh. In other words, here it's a talent show. In Avodah Sabirurim, the Eibush wants to see your talents. And in Avodah Sanisyonis, the Eibush wants you, your essence. No talents. Not your abilities, not your capabilities, not your wisdom, not your koiches. The Eibush wants the etzem. The Inyan Bezeh, the idea is as follows. In the avoda of birurim, the avoda of birurim is boifin in a manner shemivarin emesanitzut sheyashnoi b'mitziusa sholadavin amizbarer gufa. That in avoda of birurim, you're being mevarin the nitzuts that there is in the davar hamizbarer, and the thing that you're doing the birur, it has a nitzuts. A car has a nitzuts. You have to mevarin. You use the car for holy purposes. You mevarin the nitzuts. Ma sheinkim b'avoda sanisyonis, in avoda of nisyonis. The matter in which the nisayin is happening, einoy b'mitzias, is not b'mitzias. It doesn't mean it's just a mirage, that it's pashat afeka. You know, you're fantasizing a reality that doesn't even exist. You're imagine. It's an imagination. Einoy b'mitzias means it doesn't have. It means that exactly. Tak is not b'mitzias, but not. Not that the person says, okay, I'm fine. The nekud over here is, it doesn't have a substantial mitzias. What do we mean that there's no substantial mitzias? The real mitzias of everything is a lukus. The substance of everything is a lukus. The Eibush that is. It's interesting, I looked up because I couldn't get it to that page, I was trying to find other places. So Tafresh Ayin Beis, over there is also a piece where he's talking about this, the Rebbe's Mitzayin. And over there he says, very geshmak alosh, and after the kachter, he said, yesterday we said certain things you can only say in Yiddish. In the Maimer, he expresses himself in Yiddish. He says, elukus is azach. Elukus is azach. Azach means it's a something. So where elukus, if elukus is has a desire of something, has an interest in something, so elukus is then the zach of that inyan, because it's of the interest of elukus. So elukus is the mitzias of that entity. But if elukus is bringing about something with no interest in it, but it's only that that's going to trigger something else, then even though Elikus is creating it and bringing about a Metzius, Elikus is not identifying with it. Elikus is not investing itself in it. So that's the meaning as that the Elikus is kind of makif. It's kind of give. It's bringing it into Metzius. It's creating this reality, but not attaching itself to it. So mitzad that it's not a zach, not a Metzius. Ain't a Metzius. It's a situational entity, and it's not a permanent element. It's an inyan that's here, just a technical aspect for it to trigger something. And once that's accomplished, it taka disappears. It's not gonna be. What? There is a lukus, but not in it. It's the ultimate expression that we learn in Chassidus of Elikim Achedim, which means that the lukus is not being mislabish in it. It's remaining makif. There is a little nitzutz that's betaychai, but it's not identifying at all with it. And it remains completely outside of it. Okay, now, Sha'anisoyin ain't a davim etzadatzmoy. Nisoyin is not an inyan on its own. Rakshehumid lahalim ulumnoya. They something was placed in order lahalim, to conceal ulumnoya and to withhold. Umakolmokim, nevertheless, kiv on sheyeshkan inyan shel nisoyin, since there is, I don't know if I can dare to say, this is a little bit, Lahalim ulimnoya. Lahalim means to create a blurriness, to hold. Limnoya means to hold back. So when we talk about nisyonis in our case, again, this would be a daring statement to say. When you're talking about in our case, we're dealing with nisyonis from deficiencies. That's the point. We're all dealing with a situation where there is a certain deficiency in the health of someone, of one of our family members, our child. There's a deficiency. So what's the deficiency? So you might say that the tzatzachavegeshtelt over here in Inyan limnoya, what does that mean? That we, the Inyan, is be'etzem, our children are healthy, b'cholin tokvoy, b'cholin yonim. In other words, the way it is, mitzat pnimi is in yonim, as it is really. Not was that. There is an Inyan that the Ebersh to put over here, limnoya, from that to kind of manifest in its full giloy to us. It's the leap, and for all purpose, the reality that you need to make to get the therapies, you need to go to the doctors, and on all scopes of reality to us, other than what we know is Metzius Amitis, is that this is a Yid, and the episode is a Shalom, but a Machivara, it's a Gida. It's not Be'etzem Chisroinus over here. It's Be'etzem Chisroinus Metalit. Everything is perfect. Nervous then, there is the Avegishtelt in Inyan Limnoya to poke the parent. Mitzad the parent, how that relates to the child's avodah is a different thing. But as it relates to you, has chavegeshtelt in something over there so that your yechidah will come out. I don't know, but that just clicked as I'm learning. The lashon lahalim lumnoya. Harei behechrich loymar sheyesh bezen nitzus kedush. So in general, you have to say, okay, makom makom. Nevertheless, I'm sorry. Kiv and sheyesh kan inyan shel nisayin. Soif kol soif, there is an inyan of a nisayin. Harei behechrich loymar, we have to say, sheyesh bezen nitzutz kedusha. In this inyan, there is a nitzutz. Right? There is epesa nitzutz. Kilu le nitzutz kedusha liyachoy lelichyos. Let's take again the person on the train where the guy is coming to bother him during davening. So you have to say, sof kol sof, that the guy has a nitzutz, or else he couldn't exist there. Something is there. Because without a nitzutz, it can't even be a filim metziyah shu b'derech dimya bovad. Even an imagination, even that, needs to have some substance behind it. One of the examples he gave in the Maimer was that in Mitzrayim, there they had nisyonis, and there it was, they didn't have the ability to overcome it. So there it only created bilbul. That's what we learned yesterday. So he says, no, if you're calling Mitzrayim bilbul, and yet we know there was reish beis nitzitzis and nitzitzis in Mitzrayim. So it's a little bit hard but I'm struggling with it. Is l'chure, are we saying that the whole Mitzrayim was just nisyon? Mitzrayim was a birur. We're talking about the last events that happened right before that. L'chure, there was a Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them zman this, and then there became extra heavy labor and all that kind of thing. That inyan was a nisyon over there at the end. So l'chure, you say the nitzutz and kedusha that were in Mitzrayim were from the whole 210 years, not necessarily, because he's proving. Yeah, it could be both, but yeah. So maybe mitzad. Yeah. But yet, and for some reason, he's deducing from the very fact that when we went out of Mitzrayim, we went out with the Reish Peis Nisyonis, is a simon that even in that even in the Sionis, there's also, even in the Sionis, there's also Nitzutzes. Benegele Inyan and Nisoyan. Masha Kotze Begolos Mitzrayim, this that it says Begolos Mitzrayim, Veloy Shamu, they didn't listen to Moshe, Mikoy Tzeruach Mavoy Dekasha, because it was shortness of breath and Avoy Dekasha. Sha'arei Bavoy Des Perech, Shalisa Be Mitzrayim, the Avoy Des Perech that was in Mitzrayim, Hoyim Uluboshim, Kama Vakama Nitzutze Kedusha. There was many Nitzutze Kedusha that were in the Avoyda, Shenizbaru Venizalu Be ACTs Mitzrayim. That was elevated, that was purified, elevated when they went out of Mitzrayim. Kidu befinish maimer azal, like we know what Chazal say, la kosov yenatzlu es Mitzrayim. She'asa kimitzudu she'im boi dogon. They made it like a thing that doesn't have like a silo, whatever it's called, a silo, that doesn't have any more grain in it. Kimitzudu she'im boi dogon, like a net that doesn't have any fish. Everything was taken out. The hainu, she'itzi was kol nitzutzes ha'kedusha she'yisham. Everything was extracted. El lo shanitis kedusha she'benisoy. So you have to say that, can't say that in the Sionis there isn't a Nitzus. The Vaadai, there is a Nitzus. Elishim, Nitzus Kedusha Shem in the Sion, who behelim vehester beyoyser. It is far more concealed. The concealment is much stronger than a regular situation that needs a bitter. Zeu gam she'ikir inyan an the Sionis, who begolah zeha achra. And that is the reason why the ikir inyan of the Sionis happens at the end of Golos, this Golos. Why this Golus? Because this is the end of all Golus. And in this Golus itself, where does it happen? Mostly Nisyonis, at the end of the Golus. In a sense, you can say that from Tafresh Pei Zayin Be'ikr, from the time of the Mifridigereb and the communists, a whole system of Nisyon. And that carried on more and more. And as the Rebbe explains in the Atta Tetzave, Maimer, how the Avoida now is Avoidus of Yechidah. What? Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you can say there's Nitzav, but here there was, the Rebbe says it intensifies. It intensifies as it gets to the end of Golus to create situations. No, it doesn't mean hardships. As remember we said yesterday, I mentioned from the Friedrich Rebbe that he says that in earlier Golias, even though there were hardships, but you can still sense the emes. In other words, the people were naturally able to sense the emes. Like we could be mentioned, they were tzaddikim, they were like this. And they gave the people, they lifted them. There was a certain, but a helem vehester. And the strongest thing for us is our helem vehester in the last 30 years. Azai helem vehester. What?
It's worse.
Yes. And so in this inyan, why is that? Because as we're finishing the void of birurim and all these inyanim, so then there is what is left is tiny little fragments. And therefore the smallest and last fragments are the most concealed and most hidden. And they don't present a matzav of avoidas habirurim. They create a matzav of avoidas hanasyonis. Which could be one of the biyurim in which everybody is like kind of trying to figure out when the Rebbe said we finished avoidas habirurim. Aye, there's still struggles, and we're still struggling in darkness. How can it be? So one of the lighter interpretations, lighter I mean, because you can go deeper than that and explain that Avoida today is completely different. It's only being Megala, Elukus, Melmayla, Lamata. It's not Birudim at all. Here, but that's hard to say, because most people will say, I mean, watch with all the stuff that I don't even see that... Mele Taka, I know there are people that are Taka working on creating new ways of looking at the world based on this Nakuda. It's taking a while because Mashpiyim have to like kind of refocus and see a world completely different. And the Rebbe says this Avoida, and like you base a whole entire Avoida of Yiddishkeit, the whole system of Nisyonis, and then the Rebbe throws in the last two Sichas, like in the last year, Avoida Nisyonim, and we don't have anybody to interpret that. What exactly does that mean? And the Rebbe is not saying Maimonim in a way that this is that. The Rebbe kind of is saying, figure it out on your own. but we're not talking about a little detail. It's something that is like shifts the entire system. It fundamentally changes the system. But one of the easier ways of being is that we're still talking about this. There's still nitzutz, there's still struggles, but the avoida in it is completely different because these are the nitzutzei hayoyser achren, which you don't use the avoidas, you don't do the method of avoidas habirurim is not implied over here. What needs to be applied in this particular aspect is the inyan, the avoida has to be inward, not outward. The avoida has to be into yourself, which that avoida is, as we see how you deal with it in the sign. These are tiny little fragments of fragments, And you can't extract them because you can't communicate with them. You can't trigger them. You can't access them through any other avoda of giluyim of your of. You have to. The only way to dig to reach them is digging into yourself.
It seems like now in the world generally, you see everybody's super into their emotions,
and everybody's into their identity. What's the question today? What are people bothered with? People are trying to figure out who they are. That they're questioning their very, if they're a boy or a girl, if they're a this or that. Today, everything is about identity. Because that's Mashiach. Mashiach is the ultimate identity. Mashiach is Yechida. What's your identity? Wer bist du? And that's what everybody's lost in trying to figure out their identity.
And really, so much of Shulah is actually focusing on that.
Yeah? Shelfisha os, richim levarad asanitutus, ayoyser achroinim, shahelim vehester shebehem godol beyoyser. The concealment in these inyanim are very, very strong. V'hainu, what does that mean? Sha'anitz kedusha sheb'inyan anisyonos, the nitzutz kedusha that is in anisyonos, humalubish is enclosed, umuvla, and is swallowed, behelim vehester kol kach, in such a concealment, acha einoy meir klal, until it's not shining at all. Shalachein, what does that mean? There's no nekuda in it that you can communicate with. You can't call it light. It's like if you're going in, as we mentioned yesterday, you're going in to meet someone for fundraising, you're going to meet someone. So you're kind of looking for the points where you know you can connect him, right? You're looking, like, what hegish does he have? Like, what speaks to him? This guy, Tillin, speaks to him. This one. You're looking for something where you have an inroad. You can connect to the person. Well, you know that they care about the friendship circle is a good thing to introduce to them because that's what they care about. They have a soft spot for children, the suffering, children on the thing. This is the nekuda. So you're looking for the tactic. How you can connect? Generally, you know the person is tight-fisted. They don't like to give. So you're trying, which means there's a klipa there. There is something that is hepech of tzedakah and chesed in this human being. And maybe that's most of who he is and what he is. He's a tough person, a rough person, and so on and so forth. But you scan. You do a little investigation, you're scanning, you're looking into where else did he give ever, what did he give to, and then you're trying to figure out, you're modifying it, which program or what Indian you can like connect to him and spark his Nekuda Satoiv and speak to him, and through that open, that's the key to this individual. That's when you understand this Nekuda, that there's some. And what happens if there's someone that there is no Toiv there at all? So Aulis, in other words, there's nothing. They're fartik. Then you have a problem. Meaning, apapashtis, you can't deal with it. There's nothing to reach for. And that's similar in a sign. There's nothing to reach for. So l'chein, as he says, v'atchulapamim isen, ta'at kedekach, that sometimes it says, sha'nitzutz kedusha atzmoy nasa choshech. That even the nitzus bought into the klipa. And it itself is now identifying as klipa. Especially what's going on over here. The nitzus itself has now flipped over and bought into the lies of the klipa. How is that possible? In the laws of kashrus, there's such a thing that the chaticha atzma nasas nevela, that the chaticha, the thing, when you have a non-kosher piece of meat falls into whatever, and you don't have enough to be mevatel it, so now it becomes chelik. It's not fakert. What is it? Kosher piece falls into a non-kosher thing, and now the kosher piece becomes part. The bittel works the other way. It becomes part of the non-kosher. And then, yeah. So shanitzis atvinasa choshech, valderech haticha atvinasas nevela. Zehu achilik, and that's the difference between adov and hamizbader, ladov shaboy nasa anesoyim. And that's the difference between where there is birunim and where there is an esoyim. Shabidov and hamizbader, an entity that needs birur, yesh nitzutz sheyecholim lekroisei b'shem nitzutz or. There is a nitzutz there that you can call it or. There's something redeemable there. There's something that's still sparkling, even though it's in a dark place. There is a potential that you can sense in it. It's the lichtik. What's left of it is soif kosoif. In essence, it's a nitzut eloki. It's a nitzut eloki that is behaving like an opposite, but be'etzem in its etzem. It's a nitzus. Like, you know that the yid, the etzem is a yid. That's it. You got his etzem. The nitzus, you got the etzem, but nothing in its gilui. Ki kol shara niyonim. Everything else, milvad etzem mitziyaseh, besides its essence, hem bepchinas chaticha nasas nevela. Everything became corrupted. Everything is negative. Umetzad achile kanal, and because of the difference that there is between a nisoyan and a birur, bein adav nemes baal dosh bein nasas nisoyan, nasa gam achilek ba adam oifen oivedu ba oifen avoyda. Becomes the difference also in the person who's doing the avoida and in the manner that you do the avoida. Should be inyan on nesoyness when it comes to nesoyin. Tzarech adam lavoid im mitziyasei. The person has to work with himself, and with himself, what does it mean to work? Atzmusa yamuhusa. In other words, you got to bring out your own identity. You got to bring out your own mitzias, your deepest mitzias. V'loyim sharin yonim shem rakis pashtu shaloi. It's not activating more seichel. Not becoming more intelligent and becoming more, having more, not increasing even your holy knowledge. It's not going to do anything. You have to be strong. It's a tkifas. It's evoking the netzach, the as it's leading to your etzem. Kemoi benitzus kedusha, just like the nitzus kedusha shebedavah sheboy nasan. You always have to match. Because whenever you're presented with a certain situation, in order to do any kind of a tikkun in it, you need to match it with that particular koyach. How are you elevating avera if you have negative love or there's a negative? So you sweep it up with your holy avera. Your avas Hashem can convert all other loves. And how do you deal with negative fear? You evoke the holy fear. Yiras Hashem cancels. And it's like it happens with the cows. The seven cows. You match up each midah with that particular midah. That's what you work with. And what happens when you're dealing with something that it's not its midah, it's not its seichel, it's not any of its kaiches? The only thing left to it is its etzem. So your interaction with it can only be from your etzem. Only your etzem can touch its etzem. Nothing else. And shadak etzem mitziyaso nishara bishleimus. Since the etzem, the only thing that's there is the etzem. Like you know that with certain yidden, all intellectual talk and all, but if you come to them with your etzem, you know, like the Rabbi Mendel Futtefa said, you Jew, I Jew. You tvilin, I tvilin. And he said, I tvilin, you tvilin. He didn't have a language with the guy. He couldn't even talk to him. But he can say one thing, you Jew, I Jew, you tvilin, I. And that spoke to him. Why? Because he said, I. This is my metzias. V'gam oifen avoyde eina bederech mulchama v'shakla v'tarya. And therefore the avoida, since the you that you're looking for in self is not your hispashtus, but your etzem. Therefore the manner of the communication is also not, it's not coming through the kaiches anefesh. It's coming through your etzem. Etzem to etzem. And therefore, v'gam oifen avoida einoi bederech mochama v'sha. And more than that, in this case, you're not even dealing with it. And also you don't even in any way communicate. Here is where you're just being megala, your etzem, and automatically, It will touch, it will trigger, it will break the helim v'hester and uncover the etzem of it. As he says, v'gam oifen avoyde eina b'derech mochama v'shaka v'tarya. It's not in a manner of debate, of war, of taino maino, ois tainen zich. You can't argue it out. Acha poil bidur v'hala, until you affect a bidur, a purification and an elevation. Elay yedei zeshem oirir toikif atzmi. Through this that you evoke within yourself a type of atzmi, a bitl atzmi davka, that's going to accomplish it. More specifically.
So it comes out that the
yeah.
There is the kavana in the nitzus also.
No, but not in the, no. The word over here is like this. The kavana is not in the nitzus. The nitzus is the, no, the kavana of the nitzus is to reach, to mimigala your etzem.
But you want to take out that nitzus.
But you're taking out that nitzus because, the reason why that nitzutz has nothing into it but its etzem is because since its whole kavana is just to be ma'oda your etzem, so b'derech memelo, once you're megala your etzem, you are megala the Eibishter's input into that because it was for you. So far, because of course you took that energy. Yeah, you need that nitzutz, but that whole nitzutz is not about it, it's about you. About your neshama, about your etzem. In other words,
the other element also that we need those little nitzutzes that are
Yeah, with those little nitzutzes that are there are not that anisht azach farzach for them to be an Indian. The nitzutzes, there's certain things the Eibishter is interested. Eibishter, the Rebbe says in Tashenu Na'alvei Geshmak last week that a yid has to know al shloisha dvarim o'ilam o'imid. I'm sorry, histakol b'shloisha dvarim. There are three things. In other words, a yid has to recognize that there is also a world. It's not just you and the Eved. L'chud, in this moment, the Rebbe is saying it's you and God. But the Pashtus, there the Rebbe goes through that a Yid's entire istaklus has to be that there's three in Yad. There is you, there is the Eibishter, and there's a world. And the world is the interface through which the Eibishter wants to connect with you. And on the deepest level, the Eibishter wants you to do it with the world and through the world. That's right. That's been a gaya to all in Yonim, that we were mevadet and where there is a Avodas Abirurim. But when it comes to Avodas HaNisyonis over here, the whole idea of the Nitzutz is takanat an inyan of Shloisha Dvarim, because there's no three things, it's only two things. Here the Eibishter says, Yisrael Malku B'chadoi, this is me and you alone. It's like Shmini Atzeres. We're sending out, there's a big world, they all were invited to the party on Sukkot, the 70 ministering angels, everybody was there. That's for Sukkot. But for Shmini Atzeres, it's only me and you. So now we're holding kind of in the time, and Avodas HaNisyonis, where it's only us and the Eibishter. And in that inyan, what's the main akuda? The main akuda is the tekifus Hashem wants of you. To bring out your deepest strength, your yechidah. Ubeprotis yoyser. Very geschmack how the Rebbe describes over here the regular avoid of davening and birur ha'olam. Hine tchilas inyan avoidus habirurim, usually the beginning of avoidus habirurim, ubeshas ha'tfilah, starts with davening. And he's going to give you a short little intro of how, just so beautiful, how the Rebbe puts down how davening, how avoidus habirurim works. Kamaimer shas sloiser shas krova, the time of davening is the time of battle. V'haynu. Even though the main avodas habirurim is when you're interacting with the thing that needs to be mizbaran, and when you're davening, you're not really interacting yet with the inyanim. You're still in shul. You're not out there in the business world. You're not on Wall Street. You're in a shul. You're not there. You're not at the dining room. You're not eating. That's when the real inyan is taking place. The bitter is taking place. When you pick up the Dover Gashmi. But here's the thing. Just like in battle, you can't immediately go into battle. You need to do battle training. You need to do exercises. You got to get yourself fit so you can go into battle. And the same is, every single day, you can't immediately pop into the Dover Gashmi because they will kick you like whatever. In a minute, they'll take you down. So the only way to deal with it is what? You got to first strengthen yourself. So that the Yid should be able to affect the Gashmi. For you to be able to be mevarer and elevate the Nitzutz of Lubush Boy. You have to kind of weaken the Klipa in general. You got to give a general, you got to give him a little tranquilizer. As long as when there's a wild beast that escaped the zoo, and they're trying to like rein him in, so you can try to take the bear, the grizzly, as he is, Vartik. So what they do is they shoot the dart. And when you shoot the dart, it hits the bear, it kind of tranquilizes him. In a tranquilized situation, you can get him. So in davening, you got to tranquilize the beast first. How do you weaken it? So first you introduce, start opening up, get lachkait in your neshama, you start getting a higher perspective on existence, on Allah, you're breathing in a lakus a little bit. You're dead. And as you do that, the Nefesh HaBahamas gets weaker. The Rebbe says an interesting thing, which I never really... B'shas, your Nefesh HaBahamas gets weaker in its tkifus, since all the inyanim of the world, as it says in Tanya, that there are 600,000 neshamas, and they need to be mevada 600,000 Nefesh HaBahamas, which is klolis chayas ha'olam, which is the klolis chayas of the world. So that means that if your Nefesh HaBahamas is kicking full gear, then the klipa in the world is also kicking full gear. There's a tkifus in the outside klipa. They're really strong. But when your Nefesh HaBahamas is tranquilized, then the inyanim of the world are also much softer in their obstacle. Automatically, it's like you can have a thermometer and test it. Depending, yeah, if your own Nefesh HaBahamas is very, very intense, then the inyanim of the world, the negative elements of the world, are also very intense. When you weaken it first in yourself, so by davening, he says, there is an overall softening of the enemy. Kind of, you're weakening the whole situation. Then you can go in for the kill. You go in, b'shas, the actual eating or whatever it is that you're doing, after you've already given a chalishas klolis, and you can elevate. So he says, v'yavar v'yalat anitzam alubash boi tzarech lifel tchila chalishas klolis. You got to first affect the general weakness. Heim ba'atzmoi, whether in yourself, b'gufa v'nefesh Bahamas, in your own gufa v'nefesh Bahamas, v'hem b'gashmiyas v'chumriyas ha'olam. You got to weaken the gashmiyas and the chumriyas of the world. This is what davening is. Shas krova, it's a time of battle. Shapielis chalishis klolis, in general, you're dominating your neshama over your body and over your animalistic cravings and things. Beguf and nefesh bahamas, you're increasing your neshama over your guf and nefesh bahamas. V'hainu, and how do you do it? Not through etzem. You don't walk into shul in the morning as walking in, sitting down, take a machsidus, tracht nabisul. You know, you're opening up your kaiches on nefesh, your kaiches on the neshama. It's not a yechida moment. A yechida moment is like v'hainu ayde yisboinu neshul. Even though the Rebbe says moed ani is already a yechida moment, a yid wakes up with moed ani is already in a state of yechid for a second. Of the Haino Ide is boinin a shalifne atfila before davening. Vachacha is boinin us be'es atfila. Then there is this boinin us during davening. Gufa, bavoide seifanu v'chaisa kodesh. Yadu avoide samalachim. Shem shoydesh anef shabahamas. The root of the animal soul, when we think about how they too are serving the Eibishter, it weakens, as explained the Chassidus, the Maimer Svartim Lechem from the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe explains that through the avoide of being this boinin and the malachim, it weakens the nef shabahamas. Shayideh ze poil chalishis. Klolis begufay v'nafsha bahamas. There's a general weakening of the guf nefshas. Ubederech memeila gam bechelka beyoylam. I thought this was an interesting union. Just by davening and you're doing a thing, it's not only that now you're stronger to deal with the world. The oppositions, the koyach of the klippa that's in the world will not be as intense. When you're going to meet it later outside, it'll be a far more mellow klippa. It won't be as aggressive. It won't be as intense. That's when you deal with the world in avodas habirurim. That's dealing with the world. V'zehu atam shekoydem atfila. And that guf is the reason why before davening aser lecho l'lis asik pitzrochov. You're not allowed to eat or be misasik pitzrochov. Ki koydem shapol chalit. By us, it's enough that it says so in the maimon. Verstehe? As a state azay in the maimon, it's genug that you're not allowed to eat. B'poil manush, verstehe? Ki koydem shapol chalishes klolis ba'atzmai. Before your poil, chalishes klolis, in your own. It's interesting, because those who don't eat before davening, Bechlal don't know the Indian of not eating before davening. Right? Those who don't eat before davening have no clue when they're getting before davening. And those who do know the reason why you're not supposed to eat before davening, they eat before davening.
They only eat a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. So you have the connection. I've had it. It's supposed to be that way. I'm not saying, but Poyal Mamish, for states, there's Trollin, the Kishkim, Talu Zachman, the Chevre Esen, Hazay. Kikoydim Shepol. There's the kiddush clubs that happen before davening. Ki koydim shapol chalishes klolos ba'atzmai. Before a person is poil, a general chalishes, who bechelko bi'olam and in your chelik of your world, yesh makam lachshe shaloizu bavach adayin lo yochel ha'al sa dover agashmi. There is room to be concerned that not only won't you be able to elevate the dover agashmi, ala adarab, sha dover agashmi yoyrit ve'yam shechoysen lamata, that the gashmi will chas v'shalom drag the person down. After you finish davening, both say that avoid the pashachris, then starts the avoid of pashachris. Chol shar inyanim akshurim avoid the sabirurim and going out to the business world or all the inyanim that you're being oisik with a world. After you've done a general weakening, as we spoke, a general tranquilizing, this is the beginning of the war. You get the phase two in the war. Which is a lashon of the Zohar, that bread you should eat with a sword. When you're eating, no, you're battling. What does it mean? The food is trying to grab you just to eat it, just mitzad. It's kishmak, it's taste, it's whatever. And you need to insert the kavanah l'shem shemayim. Whatever I'm doing, I'm doing because this is going to be correct to serve the Eibishter. Lasik bebirir yonim agashmim to be oisik in the birir. V'hu tchilas, v'hinei tchilas avoydes abirurim shub avoydes atvila, the beginning of avoydes, which is by davening. And as we're saying, you're not coming in like a cannon to daven. You're coming in. And because you need to do a certain dance in order to communicate. Because the nitzitz is waiting for someone to speak to it. So you need to be able to communicate with it. And since there are features in the nitzitz that are speakable, right? You can. It's like we said earlier, imagine it's a person. If there's a person, you got it. You use method to figure out like what should I say? What might persuade this person to do so and so or to act in this way? The nitzutzim in the things that are having a bitter are in a manner Shegam mulvad etzem mitziyosam. Not only do they have an etzem, in addition to their etzem mitziyosam, nisharu behem gam kol shar inyanim. It's remaining in them also other inyanim. Shem inyan shel oyer kedusha. There is inyanim over there that are oyer and kedusha, and therefore you can access it. You can kind of set your hook onto it and grab it. You can make do a war with them, but derech shakla v'tarya. Knows your shakla v'tarya means maybe you're going to debate with it. It the Gashmi says to you, come and join me because it's enjoyable, and you're saying, you know, let's take a breath a minute. Let's think about this. Who are you? What are you really all about? What can you do for my general cause as a Jew to serve the Eibishter? You can provide me with fuel. You can provide with this Indian. Okay, so this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it in the way that it fits the most for its purpose, for its designated purpose, to be served. It's taina mina, atra yifo ben birr valiyah, until you do a birr. Ma shenkem avodis anisyoynis, and avodis anisyoynis. Ki van shanitits the kedusha shebe nisoyin. Since the nitzutz kedusha that is in this nisoyin, hu ba'oif and shechaticha atzmin nasas nevela, it was already converted to the klipa. There's nothing there anymore. Shanitzitz atzmei nasa choshech, the nitzitz itself became dark and dark. Kamo ya choshech, the gimel klipas atmeis. Legamra lahavdol. It became so dark, it's like the darkness of the worst klipas. It's like chas v'shalom, when you meet a yid, and the yid is talking mamish like, you don't see anything Jewish in this Jew. He's talking mamish like legamra, like gimel klipas atmeis. There is no point of access. You're looking for the access point to get into this individual, to get into this Indian. You can't go. There's no access point. There's nothing. You don't have an access point, as he says. You have nowhere to reach this individual, to reach this entity, because it's closed completely. There's nothing there. Therefore, the oifen avoidu, why this oided is toikif atzmi, or bittel atzmi. Over here, you got to evoke your toikif, your tkifis, your strength, your inner core strength, your bittel atzmi. As we spoke yesterday, the two inyanim connected. There's your bittel. The essence of a neshama is that it's bittel to the Eibishter there, but because of it's that essence, therefore you're not you, you are the Eibishter there. And if you are the Eibishter there, you have koiches b'li gvul. No one can take you down. So the bittel leads to tkifus, right? It has to be, it's not shayach any other way. This is who I am, this is what it is, and azoy v'tzayim, and I'm not budging from my shlichus. I'm here I'm sticking it out till we have Mashiach, no matter what. No matter what, there's nothing to talk about. It's non-negotiable. That's the negotiation. I have to withstand this. There's no other way. Once your avoid is in that state of toikiv atzmi and bitul atzmi, your avoid is not from you're not working with your external self, which are your ispashtus, which are the outer human, the ispashtus of self. Your talents, what you know, what you feel, these are all the outer, these are all the chisanias. Avoid al pitam v'das, avoid which is based on reason. Ela mitzada etzem. Your avoid is only from your essence. Yine mitzada etzem, v'yecholta lohoitzi etzan nitzutz amalubish ba'adavir ahu anasayim. From your essence, you can trigger the essence of that inyan. Ki even shegam ba'anitzutz nishara etzem b'shleimus. The etzem is there, and keniskel yel. V'zeu gam, and the Rebbe explains why it's connected to yechidish of nefesh. Now you have to understand. Now, right before Mashiach comes, what's Mashiach? Mashiach is Gili HaYechida. It's the Yechida Klalas, like we learn in Yonah Shel Tayres HaChassidus, as the Rebbe explained. Therefore, each and every one of us has to be Mashiach. Like the Rebbe said, it's up to us now. So we have to be Megala, our Nitzot, our Yechida Sheva Nefesh. That comes out in Avodah Sanes Yonis. But the Rebbe says that once you Megala your Etzem, then the Nisayin goes away. That concept is really taken from Laskil Chabina, the famous letter from the Alter Rebbe in Agaris HaKadosh, which seems to be a very, very high Aveda, where the Alter Rebbe talks about people that go through whatever, and yeah, it doesn't affect them, impact them whatsoever, because the Alter Rebbe says that you were created, the Iker Yirinus Neshmaser Lo'olam, that you should be tested with Nisyonis, And there the Alter Rebbe is talking particularly about nisyonos of life's hardships, not a nisyon with an aveda. There's different levels of nisyonos. A nisyon with an aveda, a nisyon like communist Russia that wants to stop you from Torah mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe is talking pashut, heartbreaking situations that happen in your life, difficulties that make you want to scream, Eberste, where are you? What's going on? Why are you doing this to me? And the Alter Rebbe says, the Iker Inyan is for a Yid who's created to be able to withstand, and to know that what? The Alter Rebbe says, to know that from the Eberste can't come out any negativity, Enoid Movadoi, and therefore it's everything is good. Like the Baditchava said, As is do. What's the Lashon over there? As is. What's the If the Baditra is good is good, and if it's weiter good, and if it's whatever, and if it's you, it's good. That's where every way I turn, it has to be you, and if it's you, it has to be good. And then the Alter Rebbe says in the thing, and then when a person reaches that state of calmness of knowing that it's all good, is demotz the it becomes toiv aniriv anigla. The lashon of the Alter Rebbe becomes toiv aniriv anigla. It becomes revealed. Yeah. So the pashtus. I couldn't call as when my child was born with cystic fibrosis, I also thought it's lifelong. Now, Baruch Hashem, the medications today that are in there have not healed them completely. So what we thought is lifelong is not lifelong. Even mitzad, and you would think at that point that only Bius Mashiach will help the situation. So first of all, we're dealing with situations right now where who knows what the breakthroughs are going to be as we're now coming into explosions. So first of all, even if So when a person has and secondly, lifelong no tchias amesim is an inyan that we could have lived with before the Rebbe told us a year's mangulas. Now a Giyas Mangulaschem is supposed to be in a level where he expects Tchias HaMesim to happen today. How can you endure any? I feel a Tchias HaMesim, even wacky like that, is also no more right. It's about to happen. Adarav, it should have happened. We don't understand why it didn't happen a second earlier. It's another thing we didn't talk about. We didn't throw into the mix in the whole talk about the Chizuk and so on and so forth. That really, today's day, every second, Mashiach is coming. So that, you really, so what do you hold on to? You hold on to be a Mashiach. It's no more, Mashiach wird kommen. As you give a krach, you say Mashiach. We have to work on getting